So, Ritesh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Floyd. Always nice speaking with you, my friend.
Great speaking with you too. Let's do a quick introductions, and then we're going to dive right into some of the information that we learned from our audience, and expand on some of that information from our audience from the webinar here last week.
Sounds like a plan.
I'll kick us off. I'm Floyd Baker. I'm the Vice President of Antea North America. And I'm here with my friend and colleague, Ritesh.
So thanks, Floyd. Again, this is Ritesh Tholiya. I'm the Chief Revenue Officer at Telepresence, looking after global strategic partnerships. Nice to be here.
Yeah, great to be here. Always enjoy conversation, talking shop with you.
And this is great, just a casual and something that a topic which is so close to you and I both. So love it.
Yeah, the technology, I tell you, is something we tend to sink our teeth into, that's for sure.
And helps, so many large enterprises solving their problems and bringing in efficiency and at the same time doing good for the world, right? Reducing carbon footprint.
At the base of our being, that's our purpose, is to provide support for the industry.
Yep.
So I wanted to touch on some of the things that our audience was speaking to during that webinar last week, and specifically the 4D mobility concept that the partnership of Antea and Telepresence brings. And so I'll just kick right off and just touch on again the one first dimension of mobility. A lot of people have experienced that. They've been digitized, and they have access to their information or their documents, all via shared drives and FTP websites and all that kind of good stuff. They can access all kind of information, but it's really not the same thing. You really don't interact with the data much. You're just able to access it. And of course, that's still very, very important. So again, a lot of people in that journey of digital transformation are there. The other part of that is the 2D mobility, and that's where we see mobility is where you can access the information, but you can also influence the information. So a lot of people are here now too in the journey. They have mobile apps that they actually can fill in fields and tick boxes and drop down menus to actually fill out a report or document tasks on any kind of an inspection or testing or maintenance activity. And again, a lot of people are there in the journey, but the coolest new technology, emerging technology that I've experienced now is like this partnership with Telepresence, and where we actually not only do that, not only do we access data, not only do we influence data, but we also can do that hands-free. So that's the third dimension, is being able to do all of your work hands-free. Ritesh, you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think it's such an interesting topic, right? It's truly an age of this digital transformation. It's not having the pen and paper and carrying those manuals or heavy binders when you're doing your maintenance or repair. Floyd, it's like us using flip phones, right? And then slowly, gradually getting into the smartphones. And then I don't think there's any vertical where there are no tablets or even a FedEx. A delivery guy comes into our home with a tablet in his hands. It's all about mobility, and that's where your 3D, as you very well said, comes in, is your hands-free head-mounted computers, right? What are they? They're nothing but really glasses, but having a processor, so you are able to retrieve data and having data available to you all, hands-free, right? It's really a safety multiplier. And to be able to do your work while you're on the job site, be hands-free, get guidance from a mentor, and you're really working on getting some intelligence, getting that over-the-shoulder guidance that you lack, right? And all of this minus the travel, right? It's all about having the data at your fingertips and to be able to bring in efficiency and increasing first-time fix rates. We do live in the digital age. These are existing technologies, and how do we basically use them to our advantage to bring in efficiency, to reduce downtime, to to increase first-time fix rates. And all of this is because of just not having enough experts or expertise out in the field, right? I mean, forget the safety multiplier. There's a huge safety multiplier when you are implementing, you know, such technologies out in the field.
Definitely. You know, when you consider all the terms used nowadays, that's what's a great reshuffle, the great crew change, the great resignation. These are three huge topics in industry right now. And finding qualified, experienced help is just, it's a hurdle. It's definitely a hurdle to get over. So this is really a way to not only be able to have people out there on the job and hands on the work, and they're able to communicate and or document these activities all hands-free. So this just makes it so much easier, which is, you know, it kind of takes us into now the fourth dimension. I'm going to go ahead and go there because this is where the remote collaboration comes in so handy, because you can have all the experience in your plant in an office somewhere. And then again, all the people out on the job are actually performing the work activities. They're hands-free, but they also have remote access to this kind of support. From a safety perspective, one, situational awareness is right there. I mean, you've got all the situational awareness you need to do your job. Your hands are free. You're not compromising any positions or anything like that. So to me, it's a lot safer to do your work. But one of the most important parts is that remote collaboration, have expertise, having that subject matter expert providing guidance and on-the-job training, as a matter of fact. You want to speak to that point a little bit?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's huge. I mean, imagine having a subject matter expert providing you that over-the-shoulder guidance. It's like an on-demand, right, minus the travel. So you could be working on some heavy machinery on a power utility line or an oil rig, and you run into a challenge. Either you have an option to get back in your truck and go back to base, or you have a second, technician who's dispatched, and therefore, you know, increasing the cost, the carbon footprint, and the labor, or you're able to get guidance from somebody remotely. And you know what? COVID has certainly accelerated the adoption of this technology and brought in this new norm where how business is being conducted, right? So live video, to be able to have, augmented reality guide you to fix a particular problem. Data is a key. You know, we talk about asset management, asset integrity. I mean, live video collaboration to be able to provide guidance to that rookie who now is working on a machine which he's never worked on before, or the manufacturer of that machine, I should say, who's he's never worked on before. And now to get that guidance, a platform like Antia, where, such an intelligent platform, which manages this data, and to be able to make sense of that data, perhaps not the technician who's making complete sense of it, but having the expert who has access to the data and conveying the same to the technician out in the field, right? So I think there's a lot of value there. You talk about remote inspections, right? So much can be done, having hands-free, like a head-mounted computer, like I said, and to have access to the data remotely. There's just so much value to it. It's just priceless, right? Right time, right place, as we all say, right? It's just priceless.
Yep, right time, right place. Man, you want to talk about first-time fix rates. That's how you impact first-time fix rates. That's how you impact rework. Is just by having that support there that's overseeing the work that's taking place. So you've got more eyes on it than just one set of eyes. I had a guy, one of our customers, he's a maintenance planner actually in a petrochemical plant. Mm-hmm. And during the lockdown, you had mentioned COVID a while ago, and I wanted to touch on, how this concept works is during the lockdown, they had work going on and no one was allowed in the plant except for what they called essential workers.
Yeah.
And those essential workers, of course, are the guys out there, man, they've got their, hands on the wrenches and they're doing the stuff. Well, his job is rather twisted there, kind of unique insofar as how do you plan a job if you can't go out there and put your eyes on it? You know, there's things like you gotta measure for scaffolding, you gotta measure for, you know, places to spot a crane, a heavy lift. You gotta manage logistics, you know, with suppliers of the materials you're using to make these repairs. And he was able to do all of this in the digital twin. And then, of course, at that point in time, we were still at the 2D level, the two-dimensional level of mobility, and where they were able to communicate through the platform, through Antea platform, all the activities taking place and document those activities, not only the activities, but the inspections and the tests that were required to be performed. They did all that inside the platform. And, you know, I can only imagine how well that would have worked even better with the 3D and 4D capabilities.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, just the use case, coming back to the use case you just, put out about scaffolding. I mean, imagine the safety multiplier using the head mounted device or AR glasses, mm-hmm. voice enabled, right? I mean, you want to concentrate on making sure, that you are safe at those heights, you're working with your hands. And the last thing you want is to be, holding a device in your hand, for example, just to get some mentorship. Having a head-mounted device really helps you solve that problem and just increases just the safety, brings an efficiency. There's just so much to it. I can just go on. I can go on, Floyd.
Yeah, I agree. Wearables is the key, if you ask me. That's really the future right there. And as I've always said, the future is here.
Sorry to interrupt you. And also, when we talk mobility, it's really about connectivity, right? How are you connecting your workers, and providing a solution which works in extreme low bandwidth area, right? I mean, you need to be able to connect. So you have this head-mounted computer, but you're not able to connect. So I think it's all about providing that end-to-end solution and with a big focus on connectivity, because if you're not able to connect, listen, all these tools are of no use, right? So go into the basics, making sure that you're taking into consideration how you're going to connect, or if there's no connectivity, how do you work in the offline mode to be able to continue with your maintenance and your repair, or perhaps your inspections? So you're not, there's no downtime here, right? Time is money. Right.
Yeah. A lot of the plants nowadays have pervasive Wi-Fi installed, but a lot don't. And that's one of the first things one thinks is, well, this doesn't even work for me because we don't have Wi-Fi. So we have to consider, the technology is always considers the offline mode, and that's what it has to be. So to me, that is a requirement in this industry, at least for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. And again, there's no one size fits all, like we said earlier, right? I mean, it's there's no plug and play. I mean, you talk about mature use cases and really understanding the customer's pain points. It's not about really selling the technology that you want to sell to that customer. It's about what a customer's pain points are. What are their unmet needs? What are the challenges are they currently facing? And it's about really winning their customers' trust by solving their pain points, by solving their problems today.
That's just it. And, a better understanding of the pain points, what are the things that can actually help them operate safer, more cost effective, and safety and environmentally responsible. So to me, as I mentioned, this is the future. It's here. The future is now.
Yeah. And these are a lot of these are existing technology. We all talk about IoT and, these are existing technology. It's just about bringing it all together.
You're exactly right. Getting it all into one space. And that's kind of what we've done here, along with many other development activities we're working on to take us into that next iteration.
Absolutely. And our partnership is truly so complementary, Floyd. It's like not only having a platform which is so complementary, is working with people like you who truly understand a connected worker and the challenges of a connected worker, and really providing and proposing the right solution to the customer and being so customer focused as we all are. I mean, that's really the key.
Agreed. Agreed. Well, Pritesh, it's been good talking to you. And hey, I'd like to remind everybody that they can find the white paper on this topic, Remote Worker and Antea Asset Integrity Management, on our website. That's antea.tech. That's antea.tech. And also, Ritesh, y'all's website, there's a lot of good information there too.
Yes, absolutely. And it's always fun speaking with you, Floyd. And for our viewers, for our listeners, feel free to reach out to Antea or to Telepresence. And we look forward to speaking with you.
Yes, we look forward to it. Thanks again, Ritesh. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too.